We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Possible signs of progress in resolving the UAW strike. From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer, in for David Brancaccio. Later today, we expect to learn whether the United Auto Workers Union will expand its strikes against Detroit's big three automakers. There are signs of progress in the talks with GM, Ford, and Stellantis. In past weeks, the UAW has spared the company that's made the most progress from additional strikes. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The UAW strike still has plenty of room to expand. Right now, 25,000 union members are on picket lines. In all, the union represents nearly 150,000 Ford, GM, and Stellantis employees. UAW President Sean Fain is scheduled to make an announcement today at 2 p.m. Eastern via Facebook Live. And in previous Friday announcements, including last week, he has expanded the strikes.
Our strategy is working. We knew going into this fight that the road ahead was going to be difficult, and we knew that it was unlikely this would be quick.
The UAW is now picketing at more than 40 facilities in 21 states. In the last few days, Ford and GM have announced new counteroffers, and there are reports that the companies and the union are getting closer on key sticking points, such as pay increases. But there is still a lot of ground to cover. The union is asking for significant pay hikes and cost of living increases, the restoration of defined benefit pensions, the end to two-tiered wage systems, and commitments to unionize future battery plants for electric vehicles. In a sign that the companies expect a prolonged battle as well, GM this week secured a $6 billion credit line. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
We just got the Labor Department's official jobs tally for the month of September. 336,000 jobs were created last month. That is way more than expected. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. She joins me now. So, Susan, these blowout September numbers are certainly a surprise. What is behind this?
Well, it certainly has caught the market by surprise. Expectations were for an increase in payrolls of less than 200,000. 300,000 plus indicates that there is a very strong job market still out there. Data can sometimes be erratic. This is going to make investors worry that the Fed will see a reason for an additional rate increase.
Right, because the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to tamp down inflation. So lots of people working and lots of new jobs. Does this mean a spike in inflation?
It certainly means that there's reason to have continued strength in inflation. Now, what will be most interesting is to see if this is substantiated by comments from management teams. With job hiring like this, managements need to see future sales and a positive environment for their business going forward. We'll hear that from management commentary, and we'll see if that supports the number that we're seeing today.
Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Data from the International Trade Administration says summer 2023 saw a return to pre-pandemic levels of international travel for Americans. So how did this impact European hotels? The BBC's Liana Byrne looks at how independents fared this past summer compared with larger chains.
Is it me, or did it seem like a lot of people were having a Euro summer this year? Well, it might not come as a shock that, according to Statista, two-thirds of the world's tourists arrive in Europe. So, where do they stay? Approximately 77% of European hotels are independently owned. Many of them are multi-generational family businesses. But Peter Lochuber, Global Head of Public Affairs at Booking.com, says these hotels are declining.
What we have seen in our most recent study is that while generally travel is clearly back and we are heading to a record year, there is a separation between the chains, the big properties, and the smaller independent ones. So it's positive overall, but it's not quite as positive for the smaller independent properties.
Peter says that after the pandemic, when we were all allowed to travel again, the bounce back was slower for many smaller hotels.
Smaller businesses just struggle a little more with coming out of that. Many of them have gone through existential crisis, and it was really about survival of often multi-generation businesses.
Helen Heaton opened Castlewood House in 2005 in Dingle, a town in the southwest of Ireland right on the Atlantic Sea. She's noticed that some family-run hotels are closing.
Maybe they were a little bit older, and they were possibly planning on getting out anyway.
Meanwhile, bigger hotel chains have been gaining ground.
I'm from County Louth, and there are one or two which would have been long established family run businesses, and they've been bought by bigger chains.
According to research by Booking.com and Statista, almost two thirds of investments in the European accommodation sector are now done by hotel chains. And Peter Luckfeeler says travellers are turning to those big chains too.
It's convenience. It's fear of dealing when they book directly, for example, dealing with a small business where they don't accept their ways of payment. They might not accept their credit card.
And while growth can be good, Peter says it can also be bad, especially if it pushes out the smaller guys.
Diversity of the sector is definitely one of the attractiveness factors. And if that were to change, I do believe that that Europe could lose some of that over time.
But don't worry. No matter how hard things can be, Helen Heaton and her family won't be closing their hotel doors.
We keep doing it now for as long as we can, because you want to do it and you want to do it to the very best of your ability.
And close to 3.5 independent hotels for every chain property in Europe, there's plenty of small fish in this big pond. I'm the BBC's Liana Byrne for Marketplace.
And we're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.